Welcome to the Divinely Human Podcast.
I am Alicia.
And I'm Tanita.
This podcast is where deep dives and real life collide.
Where we open the sealed section from the cosmic to the chaotic.
Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome back to the Divinely Human Podcast. Thanks for joining us this week. We hope that you have been well. We've taken a little mini break, but it was incredibly necessary. I am feeling revitalized and I'm just ready to kind of, bring a different energy. I think we've both been feeling like, some things need to be talked about.
We have really felt that, and it's been on our minds for like a few, I feel like it's built up over the last few months, hey?
This, yeah.
And it's not even how we've been feeling. It's literally what we've been seeing.
Yeah.
More or less. And I think that it would be a really, not just informative, but also like kind of good for us as well to dissect it a little bit on air, because I feel like it's not something that's necessarily ruining our lives or talked about, but yeah. Like I feel like it's a really interesting observation that we've both made about the community. Also, just quickly before we dive in, I am just going to preface that we're a little bit rusty. We've had 2 weeks or longer. No, it would have been 3 weeks because we had one pre-recorded. Yeah, we've had 3 weeks off recording. So I was just saying to Danita, I was just setting up to record and I was like, what do I need?
I know, it's exactly the same. It was like, what do I even pack in my bag? I forget how this whole thing works. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But I think it's also because, right, like we have put so much love and energy and just intention into this space. And I keep getting burnt out. I just do. I keep getting burnt out and I keep needing that break. And I want to really break that pattern, because I feel like, in business, it's so easy to keep going when you're seeing the results, and it's really tough when you have a passion project like this one where we're not making any money off it. It takes hours, literally hours out of our week. Mm-hmm. And it's tough because you love something so much, but it's like one of those tricky things to navigate. And so I think I'm personally coming back with this just like, want to bring down the walls a little bit and also just protect my own energy, because I know we've been giving a lot for free. And I kind of don't want to do that anymore.
God, woman, sing it. Sing it, sister. I feel the exact same, and I really feel that burnt out feeling. And I feel like we get into this beautiful momentum where we are putting everything that we have into something that is, as you said, a passion project and something that we created from the ground up to purely just give. But when does just giving, like how do you sustain yourself in doing that 24/7, especially when you're not necessarily always receiving anything back? There's some weeks that we reach out and we don't really get anything in terms of engagement with what do you guys want from us sort of thing. So it's really, really hard to gauge when you're giving too much, and also who are we serving in doing this? And I feel like we are at this point where we're like, this was a space where we're like, we're here to serve everyone. We're here to serve you, the listener, we're here for you. And I feel like it's really wanting to move down that avenue of serving us, because we're like, we need this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I'm literally having the biggest epiphany because just last week, or actually just on Friday, I was recording this whole training around the journey of my business. It's for one of my offers. And I was talking about how so funny when I started business, I was like, I have all of these amazing like gifts to share with the world and it can help anybody. And then further into my business journey, I've really realized that me niching down for my own energy is so beneficial and it's actually come with a lot of success. So It's so funny because the thing is, I've never looked at this podcast as a business because purely our intention was like, we just want to create a safe space for people to connect and grow. And it's just, it's really interesting because it's like, I don't know, you just see some businesses who flourish in particular aspects of their business and this just isn't a business, you know. So It's either we sacrifice so much of our energy and our time to continue what isn't a business with very little engagement and what feels like support, or we go down that avenue of being more strategic and niching down and monetizing and feeling like we're getting some material gain for this. It's just really tough because I still really honor that vision that we had at the beginning, which was community. From the beginning, it was never money. It was always, always community.
Which is beautiful though, because I think if things are created, they go through that birthing stage within, you know, that realm of that, you know, like just pure love, just pure wanting to be of service and, you know, safe space and community and I guess in a way like super selflessness from, you know, on our part. I think if things are birthed in like through that realm, regardless of whether they shift and they change over time, they're still going to be rooted from there, right? Like you can't sever that in a way. So I think that it's a really exciting place to be in, but also it feels a little bit like a tough love situation as well at the same time.
Totally.
And it's interesting too, because I feel like within our businesses, like our actual businesses that we both have, we've both moved through this as well. This point of like, well, no, I'm actually not going to give this to people for free anymore. Like I am going to have an exchange for this, or no, I'm not just going to speak about, you know, someone's product that they've, you know, they've sent me just, you know, when people have expectations of you just because they're like, oh, I'm just going to give you this and just expect this of you. I feel like I've really gotten to this point where I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. Like I'm not going to, of course, I still share people's stuff that I love and really revere and appreciate. I'm never going to not do that. let's be real. But there comes a point where it's like, where do you draw the line there? Like, where's that fine line of like always just being the cheerleader, the space holder, the facilitator, the giver, you know, that person that just gives. Where do you put in those boundaries? And I think that we've both learnt when we are like, when the right time is. And that's when you just continuously see yourself consistently getting burnt out in doing something that you're supposed to really love, which we do, and enjoy, which we do, but just always needing to take that respite because you're just empty at the end of it. So I think, like moving forward, I think that you guys as the listeners, you'll probably see a few little changes around here in terms of, you know, what we're doing and what we're offering. And, you know, I think come, I don't know, next year or whatever, there'll be a few little things that we decide to do that we're not just going to be flinging out there for the public to just come and take it for free.
Definitely. And I think as we both like level up so much in our business, and we're seeing so many huge transformations happen in that area. I think it's getting harder and harder to spread ourselves across all and still continuously give the same amount, because the truth is there's no part of us that is giving less. We are just balancing out the give and receive, which is so incredibly necessary when you're somebody who's providing either information, education, services, products, whatever it is. Those scales need to be balanced. And I just feel that coming into effect. And it's funny, like, as I say this, I'm like, of course this comes up right after eclipse season, like after the lip. I'm like, duh, this makes so much sense.
During Scorpio season as well.
Oh my God. Gosh, literally.
Gosh. Yeah. Literally. They don't do it. Like, they don't do anyone favors. I mean, they do, but like they don't do like a stranger favors. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I feel like that comes across in such a bad way, but do you know what I mean? They're like,
no, I know what you mean.
Well, no, like you need to build that rapport with me and I treat you how you treat me sort of thing. That's so Scorpio. it's so funny. And it's like it's so funny after eclipse season too. It's like, you know that things are going to shift, but then when you actually see what the fruits of that period is, it's like, oh, how funny. Yeah.
Of course. So ridiculous. Literally, I like pulled a card for some of my clients the other day and I was like, I don't know why, but I still, and I feel this about astrology. Every time I pull a card and it is super aligned, I'm like, oh my God, as if, that's crazy. Like, who would have thought? I'm like, it happens every fucking time. And I feel that way with astrology too. I'm like, why am I surprised?
I know, but continuously it blows you away.
It does.
I feel like that's really what just does. Keeps me here as well. I'm like, I can't get sick of this place. It's just amazing.
It really is. It's crazy. And also, I want to reiterate like what I was talking to you in the text the other day, because I have even seen this now, like in my own business. I know we were doing some experimenting over on TH Instagram. We were getting very low engagement when it came to like posting content and sharing about the podcast episodes, like very minimal. I know two people off the top of my head that maybe messaged us every single week. Yeah. And then as soon as we started bringing in content about astrology and asking people about their placements, we saw a huge shift, like dramatic, it's insane. Couldn't like ignore it. And it's funny because when I started my business, I remember my partner saying like, whenever you get on a call with someone, just always reflect the questions back to them because people love talking about themselves. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, I really start to see this when it comes to astrology. It's funny how it's this like weird place where people are so okay with talking about themselves when it comes to business and like themselves. Any other topic though on social media, very low engagement, but astrology,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. It's actually really funny. It's like you could put any other question out there in the space and you'll get crickets. And then as soon as we're like, oh, what's your placement in this? Or how do you resonate with this, you know, transit or placement? And it's like snowballs into this huge thing. And everybody wants to just put their two cents in and speak, which I will say, side note, that's actually really, I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. And I'm like, yay, we're a big community. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, bitch. Yeah. I asked you a question last Tuesday. You didn't give me anything.
Basically like, about the same thing, just without any astrology context in there. Like, it's
what
crazy.
The fuck?
I don't know. And I don't know if it's like partly a sign that maybe this needs to morph into more astrology or if it's just a PSA that we need to tell people, like, it's okay to talk about yourself outside of an astrological context. Like,
yeah. And it's funny because both of those things polarize each other. So it's like, what one is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like we should leave it in the question below, like the question box. Let's put that in the question box and just ask you guys.
Yes. Like, I would like that.
Like, would you guys like that? Do you like learning more about it and, you know, diving into it more? Or would you prefer something else? I mean, yeah. I mean, please engage. It has the word astrology in it, so surely you guys can repay us back in that way for us providing you with this incredible entertainment right now, okay?
Obviously. It's ridiculous. I'm happy to be here, though. I really am. And
I feel like I've just come home.
Literally, all the time, every single Monday, I'm like, that made me feel so good. I think it's just when you have this vision of like creating that community and it's not where the vision is yet. It's hard sometimes, and that's just the truth of it. But I hope that anybody listening to this, we encourage you to be reminded that this is a safe space and that our intention is so pure in the fact that when we started, community was far and few between. Finding people who resonated with us on the same level, who wanted the same things out of life as we did, it was so hard to find. And that's our intention with this space, is to create that community where you don't feel alone on your spiritual journey and in your human journey, because, you know, I think they both go hand in hand. So, yeah, I think a lot is going to change. And I know we've been saying that so much, but it's just a matter of fact at this point. Like, I do feel like a lot of things are shifting.
Yeah. I'm glad that we were kind of – I'm glad that we've still kind of explored so many different things in this space, though, if you know what I mean. Like, I think that that has been – so incredible to see what resonates and what's hit with people, but also knowing like just what doesn't work as well has been really interesting. And then also I feel like we're also able to look into our own businesses and see like how does that, you know, correlate. I don't know if you've been doing this, but I've really been testing this out as well lately. I'm like, oh well, I wonder if this resonates with my community, like let me just test this out. And I'm like, wow, it's the same pattern. It is the same pattern. Like, I feel like the people just want, we're all in here for that common cause. We're all in here. But I think the root of that is, again, to explore ourselves. People want to know more about themselves. And that is the quest of life. That's why we're here. And it is beautiful. But it's just feeling out what's the best way to go about that in terms of, like where we sit in our position. But I'm excited. I think that it's given us a really good, you know, nudge in the right direction. And yeah, I think also as well, just want to note as well that I think it's been especially hard for both of us because we're both, every single time we've recorded, I think the last 3 to 4 months, it's been in an environment, like a personal environment, that is kind of a bit foreign to us. So obviously, like, you're now recording from your corporate job, and I'm currently don't have a house. Sounds like I'm homeless.
Hashtag homeless. Yeah, I was gonna say.
And I'm living on the streets.
You have a roof over your head. That's all that matters.
Currently living with family at the moment and don't really have my own space, don't have a work set up. So I'm really out of my element right now and just not feeling myself. So I think that has also probably played a little bit of a part as well in the motivation to like be as diligent as we have been with this, because we were so punctual and so diligent.
But yes, we were.
If you look at the environment in which we were doing that, right, we were both in our own environments. We were like thriving and vibing.
Totally. And now we're homeless and pregnant.
Yeah. God. That's going to be a great soundbite.
what the fuck happened? A review of the last 12 months. Oh, no, honestly.
The steady decline of Danita and Alicia. What's coming?
Lord.
No.
But the thing is, like, that's so true. It's so true. And I think that's why next year is going to feel so revitalized when it comes to this space, because I'll be at home, you'll be at home, and
have a home.
You'll have a home. It's going to be so exciting. And yeah, I feel so many personal shifts coming up into play. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just think, like, yeah, I think I'm, and you know this about me, I'm somebody who, I need clarity, I need a strategy, I need a plan. And when we don't have that, I feel a little uneasy inside.
Yeah, cue Tanita sending me a spreadsheet of her cleaning list that she's set out into, like, 12 weeks. She has gone and done herself, like, a pre-birth deep clean list over the next 12 weeks. She's, like, sectioned off into a fucking spreadsheet.
Do you know how good that made me feel? Like,
I could tell.
I didn't want to get out of bed that morning, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to get myself a list, make myself a spreadsheet. And literally, I felt as good as making that list as I did about cleaning my actual house. And you know what? I'm proud to say I'm on point with the list still. We're week two. We're tracking good.
We're totally digressing, and I love it. So, because this was the whole point of this convo. But where does this part of you come from, like, astrologically? What's your POV of this part of you that's, like, the strategic, I love graphs and schedules and databases and what are they called?
Spreadsheets and all the things. Like, honestly.
Where does this come from?
I think it comes from having Saturn in the sixth house, Jupiter in the sixth house, Venus in the sixth house. Alice in the sixth house and Vertex in the sixth house. So, yeah.
You're basically a Virgo. You're the Virgo here.
But the catch with that is it's a lot of those planets are in Aries. So I have that ability to start very, very easily, especially when it comes to organization and daily life.
That's amazing, because it's like sixth house. It's like the house they're in is ruled by Virgo. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're, like, grounded in this Virgoan energy. But then you have, like, the fiery, red-hot, like, Aries energy coming in. Like, what a
I love the hand explanation.
The fire, pretty much, it's, like, the grounded Virgo, but then, like, the firecracker that's like, okay, I'm ready to start this now. Because, like, let me tell you, I'm a Virgo and I'm the biggest fucking procrastinator that you have ever met, and you know that firsthand. But anyone who's listening right now, holy shit, like, it is bad. Really, like, bad.
I have known, since you finished Akashi, I've known that you've wanted to release a particular offer and you have still not done it. And it is so aligned. It is so in your expertise.
It's been nearly 3 years.
And I'm not making fun at all, but honestly, I think
no, it's... you have permission.
Sometimes I just don't get it. I'm like, just fucking put it out there. You can do it so easy.
I know.
But I get it. I, like, part of me understands that... I'm talking shit at this point, but I can see the value in taking your time and letting things sink in. And that's where, you know,
very long time though.
the bad part of Aries comes into play, because I'll start things. Sometimes I do have trouble finishing them or keeping that same level of passion throughout the whole project.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's funny, but that Saturn is actually in Taurus, which I'm still, like, I've always said this, that's, placement for me is one that I really struggle to wrap my head around because, but now my business, my new business is sun sign is Taurus, which
that's interesting. Actually,
yeah, I feel really comfortable with my business. And I think that's because of that correlation there. So
every Taurus that I know is like super organized, like just and, organized
and calm. Like I know a lot of Tauruses that are just really calm, or they they're perceived as
calm. Yeah, they just emanate that energy first up, don't they?
Yeah,
I love that. It's funny. I know it's a struggle sometimes to just do things.
You've also been extremely sick over the past couple of weeks, so couple of days, sorry.
I feel like it's been months. Yeah, like it has been one thing after the other for me. Like this has turned into
has though.
It has, because before, just FYI for everyone, I've had like the world's worst case of gastro the last 3 to 4 days. Holy shit. What literally. But I feel like a few weeks before that as well, I had like the worst asthma of my life and then had bronchitis.
Yes. And before that, you had the third eyebrow.
And that.
I think you need to do an egg cleanse.
Yeah. And I haven't actually done an egg cleanse for like probably like 6 to 8 months. So, yes, I probably need to go do one. But yeah, I hurt my back while we were moving. Oh, it was like a what is it called? A compressed disc or something. Had one of that. And then, yeah, as you said, I literally had a tumor in my fucking, like, this part of my face here. I had to get a tumor cut out of my head.
That's ridiculous.
And this is all the last 6 months. Like, not even six. This is all the last, like, 4 months, guys.
It is crazy. You know what? You asked me this, but also I had two clients ask me the same thing, and I'm still waiting for the information to drop, by the way, but I want to bring this into the conversation because I notice, and you were asking, my client was asking, why the fuck does every time you set a goal or you're on this path and things are flowing and then you get sick and then something happens? I'm like, that literally happens every single time. It is wild. I don't know if it's because 3D body has to catch up to 5D energy. Think it's got something to do with that, but I think it's also about releasing a whole lot of stuff within this material realm that will help you get to that next level. Like I've noticed that a lot after I'm sick. Well, even during that process, I get so much inspiration, and when I come out of it, I feel like I'm ready to go. Like it takes a couple of days, even weeks sometimes, but I never look back almost. I don't know if it's the same for you. I guess because you're just coming out of it too.
I've like noticed this pattern a lot as well, and it's interesting because I feel like what happens is I get this beautiful pieces of insight flow through and I'm like, oh my God. That's the next step. That, like, I was actually speaking to you just before I came down with gastro. I was speaking to you about an offering that I was thinking
that
about.
One.
That one. And the offering. And
everyone is going to be like so curious about what this is now.
The offering. And then literally the day after I was voice noting you, I'm pretty sure that was the day that I came down with gastro. And it was funny because it's like you get these pieces of insight drop through and you're like, oh my God, I feel so motivated. I'm like feeling like I want to action these steps. And I did. I started actioning the steps. And I signed into Canva and I started writing all these things up. And I was like, oh my God, we've got resources. Like it's happening. And then all of a sudden I get sick and I'm out of action for like, well, it's been like 4 or 5 days now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where was I? I can't remember where I was. Like, what am I doing? And I'm like, all motivation is gone. Like, on the back burner for the next 3 years. And I don't know why it happens. And I think that maybe you're right. Maybe we just need time to maybe there is more stuff that needs to be released before it is aligned. I don't know. What is it?
Please, someone tell us.
Someone tell us.
I did hear Georgie Stevenson talk about this whole concept. I don't remember exactly what she was saying, but I remember there was quite a bit of pushback around the fact that, like, you know, kind of manifest this sickness before things happen in our life. But I don't want to put words into her mouth because I don't exactly remember what she said. But
yeah,
I want to go back and listen to that episode. It was on the RNC
mm-hmm.
podcast. But yeah, it'll be interesting to hear anybody else's perspective or whether you notice this mm-hmm. in your business, not just in your life in general. And yeah, I think my next experiment will be trying to release that because I don't want to continue that pattern. No. Yeah, it's bloody exhausting.
Yeah, like is it the ego coming in, going, oh, you can't do this. Let's just get sick real quick to just throw her off guard.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? Obviously, yeah, I don't want to really manifest that again. Please. God. No more.
No more.
No more.
Oh,
but God. It's really interesting, and it is something that happens a lot. It's happened a lot to me the last 2 years, actually. I've noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Increasingly where I've had these drops of insight and then all of a sudden I'm like thrown off guard, I'm sick or someone in my family's sick, one of my kids are sick, and then I'm just so thrown out of routine. I honestly feel like I haven't had a steady routine week to week for longer than like 2 weeks at a time for the last 2 or 3 years because of this shit.
Yeah. I hear you. And it's bloody exhausting. It's so exhausting because, like, yeah, creating that routine is so, I find it really helpful. But it's like when life is so unsteady, it's really tough. And especially when you have kids who get sick at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually one thing that I'm really nervous about next year, because I have so many plans and so much intention. I'm really wanting to release that programming, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that path before the baby comes, because yeah, just I don't want to bring that into next year, you know?
Yeah.
Especially because it's my goal to never come back and work for somebody else.
And you have been a human firecracker the last few months. Like, it's almost like I've seen you like just energetically winding your energy up.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
that's exactly how it's felt.
Really in here with the hand movements today. But you have, like, you are just so driven, and it really emanates through like your presence, and especially your online presence at the moment. I really feel that when you speak and share, like you're just so clear on what you want that you can see. It's like you can almost see the fucking space around you reverberate at the same frequency. Like, it's just next level. It's amazing though to witness. And I feel, I guess I can understand what you mean by next year and kind of having that, like, oh, I wonder what it will be like. I hope that I can keep, you know, this momentum, or at least, you know, establish a baseline to sort of carry you through, sort of thing.
Mm.
I'm feeling confident you will. I think that you're really onto something, and you're really you're really doing it. You're doing the work.
Thank you. That was really reassuring. And I needed to hear that reflected back, because I've known that. And that, like I said in my stories last night, I've felt that for a really long time. But thank you. I feel good. I feel really good about next year. I feel really good about this podcast, even though I still don't feel clear. Like, that passion is still definitely there. I just think that
people are just going to come here and listen to us have a catch up, like a bestie catch up now, I feel.
I think so.
And if you don't like it, you can turn around and just go. Just leave Spotify. Leave Apple Podcasts. Get off YouTube.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, just leave. But other than that, you're going to listen to our shenanigans, and that's it. That's the reality of it, guys. Yeah. It is what it is.
I think it's going to be, throwing the bestie kind of vibes.
It is. And you know what? I think it's refreshing because I feel like we end up – it's so funny. Listeners don't obviously don't hear this, but as soon as we finish recording – you can tell, we both just, want to have a catch-up after we record anyway. So, why are we not recording this?
Yeah,
half of the good shit comes out then anyway.
It always does. It literally always does. Maybe we just need to, bring out our voice notes and just pop them in a podcast.
A backing track on it.
Literally. Oh, that would be hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. I would listen to it again. I often listen to our voice notes again.
Same. Especially when you fucking I love listening to you when you're walking out on the street. Oh, my God, that person just looked at me. Oh, my God, that person didn't wave at me. Oh, my God, there's someone naked running through the shop. I feel like I'm right there with you.
Hey, mate, that's the streets of Sydney for you. It's next level. Never know what you're going to get. You never know what you're going to get, mate, when you walk down the street.
Oh, it's wild. It is wild hearing about what's out there. I'm just like,
okay. Don't ever leave Brisbane.
I won't.
Don't ever live anywhere near Sydney. You'll be appalled.
Talking about living, mm-hmm. How do you feel about the next couple of months, moving about next living. Year, about living. No, about moving, obviously, moving away from Sydney.
I'm so excited, to be honest. Good. I'm really excited. As I said, I was speaking to you the other day about the fact that we had, almost bought a house and then all of a sudden we weren't buying a house because we got screwed over. But we're still looking, and I really do feel that we're going to be moving around Christmas time. I don't know why. I just have that feeling that we're going to be moving at Christmas, and I'm so excited. And just to go back to what I was saying about having a routine and being able to sustain that, I think the huge part of that issue over the last few years for me has been I've been in an environment that hasn't actually supported me or helped to sustain my base level of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I moved to Sydney, I've been getting sick so much more than I usually would. My mental health has been so much worse than usual. I haven't been able to support myself in ways that I have in the past, before I moved down to Sydney. So I'm really looking forward to moving and feeling supported by my environment again, because I haven't actually felt that way for almost 4 to 5 years now. Mm. And when I think of when I last felt supported in my environment, that was actually, I look back and I know I shouldn't think this, but I do. And I'm like, that was the happiest time of my life.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why was it? And it's like, because I felt supported in every aspect, relationship wise, environment wise, socially, I had friends.
Full stop.
No one tells you how hard it is to make friends when you're an adult.
Oh my God. It is fucking hard.
Especially when you're a weirdo.
Literally, it is so hard. I'm like, how do people talk to each other these days?
I know, it's so hard. I've gotten ghosted by so many people too that I'm like, when I moved here, I met a few mums and we had a few coffee dates.
Oh my God, you bought me.
I'm like, oh, what happened to her? I'm like, oh, they still live here. They just don't reply to my messages. So mean. Don't want to hang out. It is brutal.
Fuck them anyway, because you're moving. And
I'm moving.
You don't need to know
this pop stand. I don't want to move and then just be like, oh, fuck that place. I really my goal between now and the end of the year, one of my goals is to really just reflect on what I have gained from being here, though, and what I have learned about myself before I make that transition into moving on as well, because I know that there's a lesson in this. And I thought when I moved here, I met I actually did meet a really beautiful person when I met here. Then she was literally moving when I moved here.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like, I'm moving. But she, I remember before she left, she said, Alicia, maybe the lesson in this, living in this concrete jungle for you is like learning how to find peace in the chaos so that when you do move, life just feels so weightless and like just that little bit easier. So I'm still searching for the peace. I'm going to keep pioneering forward and I'm going to find the peace in Sydney.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Even if it's peace in the rearview mirror. Bye. No, I think that's, I understand where you're coming from with that. And I think it's really beautiful that you're wanting to like make that, I don't know what the word is, but yeah, find that peace within this whole experience because it has been extremely tough. And I totally get that feeling of feeling stuck and really unsteady in your environment. There have been many places where I've experienced that in my own life. I've moved so many times, so I totally get that. It's really, really tough, but I totally respect that, like wanting to find the peace and reconciliation, because I think that's important. So go
it
you.
It is important. It is important. I want to know as well for anyone who's listening, like, do you value that? Like, how do you value your environment? Do you think that it, like, having a supportive environment, does it actually sustain you? Does it help you work better or perform better or just be a better person? Because I know for me that it does. And I'm so open to any advice as well, especially like for both of us, like going through this transition stage. I know that you're going to be going through a few environment changes next year with a new little family member. And
and I feel I'm starting to get that resentment about the house that we're living in. Yeah, I feel that coming on quite strongly. So
yeah.
I'm so curious to hear what everybody else's thoughts are and how they navigate being in a space where maybe it's not the right time to move yet, but you still feel really uncomfortable with where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really curious to hear what people have to say about that.
Yeah.
I'm losing my voice now.
Let us know, guys. I feel like this has been such a good chat. I feel like we've had the catch up of our dreams right now. Like, this is everything I've wanted and more for the last 3 weeks. So you guys can catch us on all of the platforms. As you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Find us on Instagram as well. Please give us a like and a follow. Rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please. Every single time you put a rating in, it literally helps us to get seen more. So please just take 2 seconds of your life and do that. Do it for us.
Do it for us. Plus we do please. A little dance and I never dance, okay?
Genuinely makes me so happy when I see that people have left a rating. It truly does make a difference. It's why it's there. It's actually a functional feature, believe it or not. So please do that. And you will be able to I didn't even know what I was going to say. There was a siren that just went past fucking Sydney.
I thought I was here. I was like, what?
Just totally threw me off my closing statement. But anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. We will catch you next week. And bye-bye. This has been so fun. Bye.
Bye.